I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The late John Sutton was a renowned Eugene composer and musician whose creative talents also extended into tapestries, silkscreen printing, oil and watercolor, even furniture design and photography of the Korean War. His legacy is being celebrated with a concert on April 7th by Eugene Vocal Arts and Eugene Concert Orchestra, and with honored preservation of his works by the UO Library's Special Collections and University Archives. With me to discuss his musical legacy is Diane Ratalik, Artistic and Executive Director of Eugene Vocal Arts Ensemble. Welcome, Diane.
Hello, Eric.
Well, what is it about John Sutton's music that's made it enduring for you?
John was just probably the gentlest, most spiritual soul I have ever met. He was a member of the Eugene Concert Choir, actually, for a number of years, and we worked together in many ways. He composed beautiful music. He did artwork for us. He was a dear friend. He looked at music in a way that it just reflected his spirituality. He didn't want to think it. He wanted to feel it. And this particular piece, The Family of Man, he felt that it was his opportunity to get on a pedestal and tell humanity, you need to get your act together. The beginning of it, the text is, if all the beasts were gone, man would die from loneliness of spirit. Whatever happens to the beast happens to the man. I know that John would feel at this time in particular that we really all need this message. He was very much against the seeming necessity of greed and just all for a spiritual connection between people.
The Family of Man was also inspired in part by a photography exhibit in New York by Edward Steichen with the same name. How does that connect?
Oh, it connects directly. The collection was made into a book by Life magazine. You know, there are a lot of photographs, but there were also a lot of quotations that went along with them. And it's these quotations from the Family of Man exhibit that John took to create this work.
Music from John Sutton's composition, The Family of Man, recorded in concert with the Eugene Vocal Arts Ensemble, Eugene Concert Choir, and Oregon Mozart Players in 2005. A combination of his music and other music will be performed by Eugene Vocal Arts Ensemble and Eugene Concert Orchestra on April 7th at Bell Hall. I'm with Diane Ratalik, Artistic Director of Eugene Vocal Arts Ensemble. Is it mere coincidence that there's also a celebration of his legacy going on in the UO Libraries?
You know, I don't know if it would be mere coincidence. It's actually sort of a cosmic convergence. I did this music in 2005. I was trying to do a tribute concert to John. He was aware that I was doing a whole concert in his honor, but unfortunately, he passed away before the concert, so it became a memorial concert. And John pretty much gifted me this piece, The Family of Man, and I've had the score and parts, everything in my cabinet for, well, since 2005. So I kind of have felt this responsibility all along. I need to get his music out into the community. And I had lost track of John's widow for over a decade. And Ella apparently had the same New Year's resolution. She needed to get John's music into a private collection to have it preserved. And she approached the University of Oregon to set up this John Sutton Papers collection. And the University of Oregon said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have some of John's music performed? And so Ella then said, I'll call Diane Retallick. She called me and asked if I could perform some of John's music, and I had to tell her, I've already programmed it. Is that coincidence or is it a cosmic convergence of some type? I don't know.
There's other music on this program besides John Sutton's work, so why did you choose what you chose to surround his music with?
I just wanted his music to be surrounded by the greatest American choral composers and their iconic works, works that also have a similar sentiment to them. But we're also singing some sing-along tunes, songs of unity that I've chosen to have the audience join in.
What do you think John Sutton will be most remembered for when his legacy stretches across everything from silkscreen painting to music to being even a war photographer in Korea?
If you look at this particular music that we're doing, it's invention, it is beauty, it's soul, its sensitivity. This is the largest array of percussion that has ever been put on Bell Concert Hall stage. There's just a vast array of color and sound in this particular piece. And I know John had said, I want the audience to listen and think, what was that? And then maybe hear it again, but not too many times.
Diane Retallick, Artistic and Executive Director of Eugene Vocal Arts Ensemble, along with the Eugene Concert Orchestra, they'll present With One Voice, a concert honoring the music and legacy of the late local composer John Sutton. It will be at Bell Hall on the UO campus on Friday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. For more information, eugenevocalarts.org. John Sutton's legacy will also be preserved in the UO Library's Special Collections and University Archives, with an exhibit on display through spring term. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.